Marianne is going to tell us about little children this morning. If you're going to be around your grandkids this weekend and they're toddlers, pay close attention to them because you can learn a lot from the kiddies.
Bob, this is an interesting take on life from a doctor. His name is Hassan Morali, and he's a professor of pediatrics, and he's written a book on the subject. And in his book, Sleep Well, Take Risks, Squish the Peas, Secrets from the Science of Toddlers for a Happier, More Successful Way of Life. Okay, that's the longest title I've ever read in my life. Well, he writes that toddlers have an undeserved bad reputation.
Squish the peas. I like that. Yeah, we do think about crying babies and the terrible twos, but apparently the reality is we can learn a lot from the toddlers because they are inherently very smart, aren't they?
I've always said that kids come to us already, like, you know, pre-programmed. They are smart. They're just learning how to communicate in our language on this planet. But
yeah, and they're not born with prejudice either.
Exactly. And they do have tantrums, but research shows that on the average, it's only once a day and it lasts 3 minutes. The rest of the time, toddlers are models of well-being. So I'm going to share with you a few good habits from the under five crowd that can improve our mental and physical health.
All right, let's pay attention. Let's hear them.
Okay, so these are ways that you can be happier by trying these things that toddlers are already doing naturally. Okay, so try positive self-talk. If you notice, young kids like to coach themselves out loud. It's a practice called private speech, and they're not shy about it. Research shows that for adults, positive self-talk can help with problem solving, learning, confidence, and managing your emotions.
I need that.
Yeah, we all need that. Okay, take any opportunity to move. So two-year-olds are active for almost 5 hours a day. Five. You know what that means?
Yeah, it means I got 4.5 hours to work on that.
Exactly. Move instinctively and with joy. And adults can look for ways to move more, like take a quick walk around the block or schedule a meeting on foot instead of sitting down. You know what to do. Brief bursts of activity increase longevity. And if they add up to 10 minutes a day, so come on, that's not a lot. Standing up for 3 minutes every half hour can help control your blood sugar.
Yeah, they say today sitting is the new smoking.
Exactly, yes. Okay, the next one is ask questions. Okay, I love this one. Young kids, of course, are not afraid to pose any questions. One study found that they asked an average of 107 questions an hour.
Yeah, that's even more than I do in an interview.
I remember as a kid that I was so annoying to people because every time that I would always ask a question and then every time they would answer it, I would say, why? Like I still didn't understand it or I wanted further information. And I was admonished for that.
Well, you're still miscurious, you know.
Exactly. But as adults, we've been conditioned to hold back our questions because of what other people might think. But asking questions not only helps us get information, it's also an important way to build relationships. The next one is fix your sleep schedule. Toddlers thrive on routine, and having a schedule with consistent sleep and waking times, it's going to help all of us too. And if you have the urge and the time, napping also has a lot of benefits, including sharper thinking and reaction times and improved memory, but only 20 to 30 minutes max.
I like that, except for the only 20 to 30 minutes max.
I know. I've been doing this every day, this meditation called Yoga Nidra, which is amazing because you're like almost in a sleep state for about a half hour, and it's fantastic. I really do feel the difference.
You listen to this show from 6 to 10? I'm in that state.
Bob's yoga nidra state. Okay, look for opportunities to laugh. Toddlers see the world as a comedy club. One study found that young children laugh 6 times as much as adults. And, you know, we can try to find ways to put playfulness and humor in our day, like listen to a comedy Comcast or trade silly texts with somebody. When you laugh more, you laugh more when you're with your friends, by the way, so make time for them. So the bottom line is, if you hang out with young kids, you're going to find the kind of happiness that you can't match anywhere else.
Laughter is the best medicine. Tell us about Savvy Planet.
Okay, I have a fabulous, easy recipe for one of my favorite Cuban sides that I have now gotten you used to eating, and the reason is because they're sweet, because you like anything sweet, Bob. They are ripe plantains, or in Spanish, they're called maduros. And seriously, all you need are like three ingredients: the plantains, oil, and salt. And again, I know that lately you have been having this with almost every meal.
Yes, I especially enjoy the way you say that.
Maduros.
Thank you very much. I do enjoy them because I'm Cuban now. If you want the recipe, go to SavvyPlanet.com. Put a hyphen in there, Savvy-Planet.com. Sign up. Marianne will send you a new recipe every week. Can we borrow a toddler for the weekend?
Yes. I can't wait for grandchildren someday. Oh, my goodness.